The Grey Cup turns green for the fifth time. This is special live coverage, breaking news. Saskatchewan celebrates. The Riders are Grey Cup champions. Kevin Martell with you tonight. In studio with me, Belton Johnson, Daryl Davis. We have a team of reporters that we are going to go through with you throughout the night. Our Jamie Nye, we'll hear from him a little bit later on. He is right now at Princess Auto Stadium. The Grey Cup, our rider reporter Britton Gray is there as well. We will bring you live coverage for the next several hours. And wow, I think we're all coming down from a big high right now. We're still absorbing it. Belton Johnson.
Woo, baby! Oh, man! I'm going to tell you, Kevin, that, you know, the first quarter, I'm like, oh, the Riders, they're just going to blow them out, right? Second quarter comes, Alouettes, they slowly start chipping back, and a kicker freaking misses a kick, and I'm like, oh, my God, here we go, Daryl. And
I heard you screaming about the kicker, about Brett Lauther. It didn't mean anything at the end. No, they made it exciting. Oh, my goodness. They were totally in control for a long time there, and Davis Alexander, the Montreal quarterback's hurt, but oh, my goodness, what a game Trevor Harris played. Mm-hmm. He's been looking forward to this. It's his first Grey Cup victory as a starter. He's thrilled. You can just see he's been talking about gratitude all week. He's pretty pumped about it. His parents were there. Man, they deserved it. And it looks like they got Corey Mace, the head coach, a little bit wet. So they must have got some Gatorade on the guy because they've been trying for 2 years.
Celebrating tonight across Saskatchewan with a little bit of Hill. And yes, 1966, 1989, 2007, 2013 at Mosaic Stadium in Regina, and now 2025 in Winnipeg. Take that, Blue Bombers fans.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Nice.
We're throwing it out there, Belton.
Of course, Zach Kolaris was getting teased about it at halftime, right? The Winnipeg Blue Bombers quarterback, about it happening there. He was giving full credit to the Rough Riders. Started out defensive. It looked like there were two teams trying to feel each other out. Mm-hmm. But the Riders, that offensive line, Belton, I know a lot of people go, oh, what about an offensive line? But Belton gets pretty pumped about it, Kevin. There's four Americans on that offensive line. And to me, that was the real deciding factor. They dominated that part of the game, didn't they?
They did. And to me, when you win like that, it is the trenches, right? And, you know, that Ryder O-line, they paved the way, made lanes for Olette to get through. They protected Trevor Harris. I don't even think he got sacked, fellas. And, you know, he just sat back there and was able to, you know, kind of pass away and everything, right? So the Riders, that O-line, they came to play. I thought the receiver second half did a lot better job and everything, right? And again, the defense, they kind of held the glue there in the first half. The offense, they kind of, you know, finished off the second half there and everything.
I thought it switched a little bit the second quarter, Belton. It really
second quarter?
Yeah, that the Riders started getting back in it a little bit, right? They went ahead at halftime, really started to get their feet under them a little bit. It was nerve-wracking to start between the two teams at the beginning, but it really looked like they got their traction going in the second quarter. A little bit slipped away, though. A little bit of slippage. Forgot to change winter tires, but they did slow down, but they held it together, and Montreal was charging at the end. It made it into a thrilling football game, Kevin.
Daryl Davis, Belton Johnson, I'm Kevin Martell. We are celebrating across Saskatchewan a Grey Cup for your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. We will have all kinds of post-game coverage here on the Green Zone. We will hear from Jamie Nye coming up a little bit later in the show, as you can imagine. Right now, he's at Princess Auto Stadium in Winnipeg. Our rider reporter, Britton Gray, is at the stadium as well. Our Libby Gray is outside the stadium, and we will be speaking with her coming up a little bit later in the show, talking with fans, rider fans who are in Winnipeg. We have coverage throughout Saskatchewan for you as well. Rider, reporter, Britton Gray, as you heard, is in Winnipeg. We'll hear from him coming up a little bit later. And here in this province, in Regina, on the Green Mile, our Jillian Massey, our senior reporter Lisa Schick, will be standing by talking to fans, and our Mia Holloway-Chuck in Saskatoon on 8th Street. We have full team coverage for you. And for now, we will take a break. You're listening to Saskatchewan Celebrates. The Riders our Grey Cup champions, right here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Saskatchewan paints the Grey Cup green tonight. This is special live coverage. Saskatchewan celebrates. The Riders are Grey Cup champions. Thanks for being with us tonight on the Green Zone post-game show. Kevin Martell in studio with you alongside Belton Johnson and Daryl Davis. Jamie Nye is at Princess Auto Stadium in Winnipeg. We'll hear from him a little bit later coming up in the show. Rider reporter Britton Gray as well is at Princess Auto Stadium. And right now we are going to go outside of that very stadium in Winnipeg because our Libby Gray reporter is there for us as Rider fans are now pouring out of the stadium. And Libby, thanks for joining us tonight. And I got to ask, have you been? Oh, I think we might have.
Hello?
Oh, we have Libby here. Hi, Libby. And I got to ask, have you been mauled by celebratory Rider fans yet?
Partially, Kevin. But honestly, a lot of them are still in the stadium basking in this win. I'm seeing a lot of disappointed people in blue streaming past me, and we're just starting to see the excited Rider fans coming out. We're hearing the cowbells. We're hearing the Go Riders. Lots of screaming. Some very disgruntled people in blue yelling back at the Riders. But it's very celebratory out here overall.
But nobody's been unruly yet. No scraps between Bombers fans and Rider fans.
No, it's all very, very civil. Very, very sad people in blue, not angry.
So here we go. I've been there for Riders Championship outside Mosaic Stadium. You are there now outside Princess Auto Stadium. What can we expect tonight? Chanting, singing? Do you think people are going to be going hard on their vocal cords?
Oh, all of the above. I mean, we've been hearing people all week who are already raspy from just the Western Final. And I'm not sure people will be seeing much at work tomorrow if they were at this game.
Libby Gray, we will get back to you in a moment. Thank you for doing this because they are right now just awarding the Grey Cup, the championship trophy. So as you can imagine, a lot of Rider fans are still in the stadium in Winnipeg right now. So we can imagine that they'll wait for this and then they will, within the next probably 20 minutes, start to move outside. But for now, we'll check in, like I said, with Libby Gray a little bit later in the program. Let's go to the play of the game.
Maybe it made you. It might have made you. Or maybe just made you.
Come on!
It's time for the play of the game.
Daryl Davis, Belton Johnson in studio with me. And, we were talking about this, and, you know, there were a lot of worthy moments in this game right up until the final couple minutes. And then, boom!
Yep. Then usually we'd pick offense a lot of times, but there weren't any. Tommy Stevens plunging from a yard in isn't real exciting. It's almost automatic, right? So if we start making those as play the game, you kind of go, oh, that's kind of boring. Defensive play has made a difference, right? Mm-hmm. Three interceptions the Riders made. And the last defensive play, that stop, the Winnipeg's down by 8 points, 25-17, 3 minutes left. It's second and two from the three-yard line. They don't even need a touchdown. They put Shea Patterson in. The extra drama of that one, Kevin and Belton, is that Shea Patterson played here last year and wasn't a very good third down quarterback, which is why they let him go and brought in Tommy Stevens to run the third down offense. He was unstoppable. Shea Patterson ends up fumbling a play it looked like Tavon Campbell was in on. Marcus Sales recovers the fumble at the goal line. They've stopped the touchdown, which would have been a tying score if they kicked the two-point or went for the two-point convert, afterwards. So that's, to me, the huge play because we're talking about how exciting this game was at the end. And that was the one that sealed it. It was totally in doubt at that stage until that play. So Belton and I talked this one over, Kevin, and you had a vote too. You could have, the guy who runs the show usually gets veto power. If you wanted it, you could have, but I think that's probably a pretty dramatic play to have as a play of the game.
For sure, Belton.
Oh, absolutely it is, because the Alouettes, to me, if they had scored, they had the momentum going and everything,
absolutely.
Right? Just kept building up, and you're sitting on the edge of the seat, and I guarantee you when that play happened, when Sales recovered, he actually kind of covered right at the in the goal. Or,
right at the, yep.
Well, because they brought him out to the 30 or whatnot, yes. Right? So for him to recover that ball and the Riders get it, absolutely play of the game. That, if the Alouettes score, fellas, I don't know if Rider Nation is celebrating right now.
Or we're still in overtime, right? Maybe, right? Yeah, or it could have gone the other way because Montreal certainly had the momentum at that stage. So a huge play to turn it back in Saskatchewan's favor.
You know, one of the main storylines coming into this game was Alouettes quarterback Davis Alexander. He had not lost as a starter in the CFL. 13-0, 11 regular season, 2 in the playoffs. Yeah. And I know a lot of people, just listening to fans they said that streaks have to end. They have to end eventually. And tonight was that end.
Yeah, which he was hurt, right? All week, the big storyline was he's got a pulled hamstring. You could see he re-injured it in the East Final. And his key to his being a weapon is his ability to throw on the run, to roll out. He wasn't able to do that very much tonight. He injured himself in the last minute. Still even a brave performance to come in and almost rallied them again after that. But he wasn't the same quarterback. And a lot of people were saying maybe at halftime they should have changed quarterbacks. But they're not the Montreal Alouettes with McLeod Bethel-Thompson, the backup quarterback in. They're the Alouettes when they got Davis Alexander running the show, don't they?
He is. He's the guts and the grits of that team, man. You know, when he got hurt there, I'm sure everybody was like, he's going to slow this thing down here, right? And sure enough, he did. And, you know, when he's in that pocket, he was pretty effective tonight, too. But, hey, he's out. He's done.
We are going to go back now. Kevin Martell in studio with Belton Johnson, Daryl Davis. We are going to go back to Winnipeg now inside Princess Auto Stadium. And our Green Zone host, Jamie Nye, is standing by. Jamie Nye, do you have a pill with you, or have you already downed it?
No, no beverages, but yes, the trophy's in the air. Jermarcus Hardrick back in Winnipeg, where, of course, he won some Grey Cups with the Bombers, the first to lift it, hands it over to Trevor Harris as the Rough Riders continue to celebrate. Brett Lawther on stage with his newborn baby in an 8-point victory. Yes, the Saskatchewan Roughriders are Grey Cup champions. This is the Green Zone post-game show live coverage. Kevin Martell is going to anchor some of the coverage when we're throwing around the province to celebrations. Of course, Britton Gray is, I can see him from where I can see him. He is on the field right now, able to bring interviews back to you as the Riders celebrate their fifth Grey Cup championship. Whew, when Brett Lawther missed that field goal, Daryl Davis, I'm thinking... Oh, no. Don't cost them. Please don't cost them. It didn't, but as you just said on the play of the game, that Shea Patterson fumble at the one, and that recovery will be one of the biggest plays in Rough Rider history.
Isn't that the truth? It could have been a bad one if it hadn't been Brett Lawther missing from 39, because all season we were talking about what happens if he misses a crucial kick down the stretch or in the Grey Cup, and it looked to be that way. It looked like fate was being tempted anyway, but... You know what? They got some karma going that last game against the West Final, right? When Corey Mace decided, I'm not going to go for the third down gamble. We're going to kick the field goal. It seemed like everything was falling into place for the Rough Riders ever since then, and they kept it right going today. They capitalized enough on the mistakes that the Montreal Alouettes made and played pretty well against a great Montreal defense.
Belton Johnson, we talked about it on the pregame show, bully ball. And that's how they really got this game going in that second quarter. When they were down 7-1, it was bully ball for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders.
Yes, it was, Jamie. And bully ball is my vision of the O-line just manhandling people. And that's what the Riders' O-line did. They manhandled all of the Alouettes from the first level to the second level. Oh, don't forget about the receivers, too, fellas. I saw Emlis downfield blocking.
Yeah.
Who was
Schaefer Baker? And
even Hardrick on a pass play, I think it went to Ouellette out there, and he was downfield blocking.
That's
so,
how he plays, right? Schaefer Baker on running plays.
Yes.
He's coming back and helping to spring Ouellette. So, yeah, that, you know, they got a great offensive line, but they get so much better. And that's why they like these Canadian receivers so much. They're not afraid, and I'm nothing against American receivers, but these guys aren't afraid to put their heads in there. And block for the guys going downfield. It's just really impressive. The way they played, man, all they've talked about is how they love each other, and that's the way they played the entire game, isn't it, Bo?
They did.
Trevor Harris, AJ Ouellette, just leaving the field, pumping up for Rider Nation, who has converged to the lower tier of Princess Auto Stadium to celebrate the Grey Cup championship. Of course, we have coverage around the province and callers on the line. Kevin Martell, where are we going next?
Yes, we are going to go to Dallas in Regina. Let's go to Dallas in Regina tonight.
We're Grey Cup champion, boys. Yeah! We did it.
How you feeling, Dallas?
Oh, I am so excited again. This has kind of been a roller coaster year because there were times where, we did really good. Like, we were the top of the league. We had some adversity we had to overcome. Trevor Harris has been an outstanding QB for us, and this was a storybook ending for him. And, yeah, you couldn't write a better story. And there was lots of talk about, is he disciplined? Is he going to be able to not get in his own head and cause himself grief? And we pulled it out. That entire team was amazing. But there's one thing I wanted, Daryl, and I know Belton, and, Jamie, when he listens to it too, what did I tell you guys a couple of weeks ago? What did I say about Brett Lawther? What did I say he's going to do in the big game? You guys remember what I said?
Remind us, Dallas.
So, you see, Nostradamus is the truth. I tell you guys, I can predict this stuff. I can read the future. But, again, he didn't cost us, no, but I think he cannot be back next year. I can't. In this, the poor seasons that he's had, I don't know how much more of a leash you can give the guy. So that's one comment I have there.
He's pretty good in the playoffs, Dallas. I know he missed the crucial one, and we were all thinking the same thing. That might have been the one that really flushed their chances down the drain, but it didn't. But he's pretty good in the playoffs. That was his first miss all through the postseason.
And that's true. But again, at the same time, at a crucial point like that, I don't know. I mean, everybody's going to have a different opinion on it. Ultimately, I want everybody to be proud, so I'm not going to try to be too hard, but at the same time, it's something we have to take note of. The last thing I have to say, you guys, this officiating, this ruined this game. Like, I don't know how you guys feel about it or how other people feel about it as well. This officiating was terrible. I don't know if you guys caught even the last, like, in the fourth quarter there. Montreal had four downs. We were already taking rule books from the NFL because Montreal got a fourth down. I don't know if you guys noticed that. You go back and watch. I can't remember the exact time frame, but they gave them a free down. They never switched over to third and 10. I think it was when their quarterback missed something.
Dallas, wasn't that the time that they didn't blow in the play on time, yeah, and that Davis Alexander, they didn't count that play. And they said the play hadn't been whistled in, so they redid it. I thought
they declined the penalty. They didn't know what down it was. They moved it to second. It was supposed to be first. Andre actually corrected it. Were you guys hearing Andre Prue's mic live on the TV feed, or is that only in stadium? Because we heard conversations in the officiating huddle throughout the game, and Andre said, it's first down, it's first down. Like, he, again, Andre Prue was owning it. But, Dallas, thank you so much for the call. I know all of Saskatchewan is pumped up with a fifth Grey Cup championship as the Saskatchewan Rough Riders win 25-17. I was thinking the Alouettes would score a touchdown and miss the two-point convert, and then I'd have it bang on 25-23. But Kevin Martell anchoring our coverage. He'll direct us around the province and to the fan line. We go back. Kevin, where do we go to next?
We are going to go to your old friend Bob in Saskatoon. Bob, take it away.
Oh, how are you doing tonight? Pretty good, eh?
Oh, Bob, I think all of Saskatchewan's doing pretty good right now.
Well, I heard you this afternoon reminding Kevin to make sure my song got on today, so that was good. And
it's queued up.
It's ready.
I was thinking when they put Picton on the roster, he kind of replaced D'Roy Simon from 2013 as sort of that stalwart, steady receiver. So I felt that good feeling and vibe there that we were going to win. And then we cut Patterson earlier in the year so that he could help us win the game against Montreal with the fumble. So that worked out well for us. And Emulis and the other receivers, they really had a good game. And Campbell, he made up for that bit of a miss on that one catch that he kind of tried to get the ball rather than play the man. But anyway, doesn't matter what happened, whether Lawther missed one field goal or not, we won the game, and we have the Grey Cup back in Saskatchewan, and that's what really counts. And I'm sure you guys in Winnipeg will have a drink or two tonight once you're off the air. So enjoy, and I'm going to love my 60 seconds of
60 seconds? Song. You got 25. Aren't those the rules?
No, I said if they win the Grey Cup, Bob gets the whole damn song. Let's go.
Red sky fading. Let's do this right. What you drinking's what I'm drinking. Who's got a light? We about to kick off this 9 to 5 from dusk till dawn. Man, it's on. CFL on TSN. Music's playing, yeah, we're swaying, crank it to 10. These stars are falling like confetti, so wish on one for the gone. 3rd and 1 from the gun underneath those Thursday night lights.
Sing it, boys.
Singing long live the night.
I was singing that last night. The Recklaws were the main performance on Saturday. It was a sign. It was a sign, Bob, that the Riders were meant to win the Grey Cup because the Recklaws were the Saturday night entertainment, and they sang the CFL lyrics last night in Winnipeg as the Saskatchewan Roughriders continue to celebrate their 5th Grey Cup championship as we continue. Here on the Green Zone post-game show, as Saskatchewan celebrates another championship with a 25-17 win over the Montreal Alouettes. Keep the fan line going, 1-877-332-8255. We'll have coverage from around the province and from Winnipeg at Princess Auto Stadium. This is the Green Zone post-game show on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. You're listening to a special edition of the Green Zone post-game show as the Rough Riders win the Grey Cup. It was a dramatic game, 25-17, 8-point win for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. They're celebrating down below at Princess Auto Stadium. They're celebrating on the Green Mile, as that's where we go to next in Regina on Albert Street is our Lisa Schick. Lisa, how's the crowd tonight?
Oh, it is very green. Every kind of Rider fan you can think of are here. Every Rider flag, every Rider jersey. Everybody's just getting together, chanting, cheering, just celebrating this win.
So how many people? It sounds like it's a pretty good crowd have already made their way to Albert Street tonight.
Yeah, I'd say a couple hundred people right now. The intersection at Albert and Vic is pretty darn full, but there are people streaming in from every direction still. Some of these fireworks that have already been set off here.
Oh, here we go. So fireworks down on the Green Mile. And you're saying the crowd continues to grow, I imagine, as some home parties make their way down.
Oh, absolutely. The streets all around are just packed with vehicles, people parking, people streaming in. Police have it blocked off for about a couple blocks in either direction. So no traffic. Everybody's safe right in the middle of the streets here.
Lisa Schick live from the Green Mile downtown Regina here on a special edition of the Green Zone as Saskatchewan celebrates the Rough Riders, our Grey Cup champions. Jamie Nye, Kevin Martell holding things down back in studio with our analyst Daryl Davis and Belton Johnson. We thank Lisa Schick. We'll check in as the Green Mile continues to grow tonight and from other parties in the province. Kevin, let's head back to the phone lines.
Yeah, and just a quick sidebar. If you remember in 2013 as well, there were fireworks, speaking of which, that shot off at the top of City Hall. So we know how to party in this province.
And I hope Lisa's wearing her broomball shoes because it's slippery out there tonight. It's been freezing rain all day and drizzling, so there might be some people taking tumbles out on the Green Mile. Be careful.
Back to the phone line now. Dennis in Atwater wants to talk about Trevor Harris. What do you got for us, Dennis?
Yeah, firstly, I was really happy for Trevor. seeing his two little boys, which I think they understood what's going on, and to see their dad win the Grey Cup, I was really happy for the family there.
His parents were there, too.
Yeah, it was a cool moment. Yeah, it was a cool moment. His parents are there. His kids are there. Yeah.
And, yeah, and the rest of the boys, well, I guess you couldn't be more prouder of them after their hard work this year.
Well, Dennis, that's just absolutely right. As this team, right, Belton, there was – when we predicted this, we were one win short on the regular season, but we felt – that, didn't we? There's something, and all season long, it was like, this team, it's just something special, and it took something special to win this championship, Belton.
Well, everything starts with the man up front, Coach Mace, right? You know, with Coach Mace, he, you know, built that culture and everything around here, one that I felt like I was familiar with, the 2017, all about family, and, you know, the other piece is the depth of this team. The depth was tested throughout the entire season. So the Riders, they would have been ready for any type of adversity, which there was almost some adversity in that game. And, you know, just to bring everything through, like that was the vision, right? To win it all.
Yep.
Coach Mace couldn't get doused with Gatorade. He got doused tonight, Darryl.
He got doused. Gatorade tonight. You're giving some credit to Jeremy O'Day, the general manager, and his personnel
absolutely.
Guys, too, right? Because of the depth that they put together, that's what allowed them. They kept trying guys and finding guys for that offensive line. They kept realizing that they've got Canadian receivers who are good enough to play full-time.
Yes.
So they've put those people in place and built this roster with that in mind. Hiring Corey Mace was the right choice, right? As you said, he's been consistent since the day he arrived. He said, everybody's a part of this. The players, the ticket office, the people who sell merchandise, everybody who buys tickets, even the media he throws us in, even though we don't get rings, nor do we deserve or want rings, but it's all a part of it. And he's made everybody in Saskatchewan feel like they're a part of this football team. And that's who they were playing for. That's what motivated them. They're not playing for themselves as much as they're playing for everybody around them. Mm-hmm. I think that goes a long way. Not that Montreal wasn't. I would never say that the Alouettes weren't in the same frame of mind, but it certainly helped the Rough Riders.
We continue our special coverage here on the Green Zone postgame show as Saskatchewan celebrates the Riders, our champions, as we continue our coverage from Winnipeg back to Saskatchewan. Kevin Martell, where are we headed next?
We believe that we have our very own Rider reporter, Britton Gray. He is standing by. We'll go to him in a moment. He is along there, obviously, with you, Jamie Nye. I think he's still wrapping up in Princess Auto Stadium. So go to him in just a matter of moments. For now, though, let's go to Jared in Saskatoon. And Jared, 2013, I'm sure you remember very well. Compare that celebration, where you were and where you are tonight.
Well, one was not just celebration. One was 09, the 13th man. I was watching that one in the hospital with my first daughter. And 2013, second daughter. And wow.
You have another daughter?
That's what I was going to ask.
Oh, yeah, 2013, she was one.
Okay, how about this year? You need another one, Dennis.
Well, they came down and ate up all the deep-fried Mars bars I bought for them and back upstairs to their friends and whatnot, but I wouldn't have it any other way. I can
hear the emotion, Jared. What's it like seeing this team win?
You always hope, and I kind of did believe it. Like I was really hoping for a 2013 win, so it wouldn't be so stressful. Like when we beat Hamilton, I just wanted to blow them out of the water. But it basically really sums up the province and what it means to be a Rough Rider, Rough Rider pride. We're at some of the worst days and the best of days, and let's just enjoy it and enjoy the best of days today.
Okay, Jared, we are going to thank you for the call, but we're going to go to field level. Britton Gray is standing by. What a play by C.J. Revis to knock down that deep pass. Britton, go ahead.
C.J., can you just run me through that play where you knocked that ball down? Man, I should have picked it, to be honest, but, man, they were just trying to, we were going cover three a lot, you know, and they're trying to get his feet. So I got a double move, my knee. He went over and back. He went over and back, and I just saw the quarterback turn my other way, so I speed turned, and I just got to the ball, man. It was amazing.
DJ, what does this mean for this organization, everything you guys have battled through this season?
Man, it's just a big testament to who we are. You know, Coach Mason, the culture that he's built here, the family aspect we have, whatever flinch we had from day one of camp, this is our goal, and here we are right now.
What was it like when that ball goes incomplete to end the play? What were the emotions?
Man, it was just disbelief, thankfulness, and gratefulness, man. I'm so thankful right now, man. I can't even believe it.
What's the emotion seeing Trevor and all those guys raise that cup?
I'm happy for those guys, man. Trevor, that narrative on him not winning the big game, it's over now. It's dead. He's a champion, man.
Corey Mace, just what's he meant to this whole room ever since he got here?
So Mace is a hell of a coach, man. Hell of a man. Even better man than he is a coach, you know. But he's made this thing work. You know, he's brought a team together that had that didn't have a good culture, that didn't have a good culture before this, but now we have a great culture because of him, man. I'm so thankful to have him on our team.
What do you think this means for the province and all those fans?
I know they're going crazy right now in Regina. We love y'all. Thank y'all. And we'll be home soon.
Thanks, DJ.
Thank you.
That is Britton Gray with CJ. That play.
Man.
Whew. Oh, that play when he came across to knock that ball down, that was, I thought that was going to be the play of the game potentially until Patterson fumbled at the 1 yard line, Belton.
Well, and that was a heck of a play by Revis to knock the ball. I think he was throwing it to Snead there, right? Yep. And guess what happened on the very next play? I think it was picked off by Campbell. So, heck of a play by Revis. And, you know, he hinted again there, fellas, mm-hmm. The family, the culture, and I'm ready to go celebrate. When is the parade?
The family, the culture, and the turnover.
Man, let's go. Yeah. Like,
hey, if I remember correctly on the pregame show, Belton, you had said, we're going streaking. I don't see any clothes off.
Try talking me into that. I don't think so. Nobody even noticed me streaking beside you, man. Go for it, Belton. Run carefully, though, man. It's slippery out there. I don't want to see you streaking and falling.
But a heck of a play by Reeves.
There are a few of them. Wow, right? Wow. Some big. The turnover battle was huge. That was a real difference, right? Saskatchewan hung on to the football and took it away from the Montreal Alouettes. And, you know, that's what it usually comes down to. Three or four big plays, four turnovers, right? So that's mm-hmm. four that I can think of, and that really makes a difference. That's what, you know, the Rough Riders deserve to win too, but they took the ball away, and that's what gives them the best chance to win.
We continue here on a special Grey Cup champion edition of the Green Zone postgame show. Saskatchewan celebrates a championship. The Riders have won again. Kevin Martell, kind of floor directing with us back in studio. I'm here at Princess Auto Stadium. Britton Gray is on the field with the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. And, of course, you're calling us at 1-877-332-8255. Kevin, where are we going to next?
We're
going
to go to Keith in Saskatoon. Who does the game ball go to, Keith?
Jamie, Kevin, Belton, Daryl. First of all, a lot of things in my mind right now, but first of all, thank you. Thank you, gentlemen, for the coverage throughout this entire season, for the great work that you do, allowing Rider Nation to talk, connecting us with about the games and really allowing that perspective. There's a lot of emotion in my voice right now. I'm a longtime fan. My father passed away in the month of November, so this is always a really special month for me. But to think growing up as a small boy, you know, a young boy in Saskatchewan, when my dad took me to games from Melfort and introduced me to players like Lancaster and Reed and Campana and McQuarters and Barwell, to me, this is one of those moments that really, I think, solidifies what Rider Nation is all about. I thought for the second half, I was watching a replay of 1972, 1976, and 2009 all came in, all in one. But luckily the fumble recovery in the 1 yard line to me was a pivotal moment. I'm going to leave you with four quick points, gentlemen, because I know you got a lot of callers to get to and a lot of emotion tonight and celebration. Number one, I don't know when Coach Mace's tenure is finished, but when we do get another coach, make sure his first name is Corey. Every time in Rider history, the Riders have hired a coach named Corey. He wins a Grey Cup in year two. So obviously we've somehow cracked the code, the Corey code, if you will, for being able to win championships. Number two, Jamie, you know where I'm going up with the computer model. The computer model, again, was wrong, and never in my life I've been happier. that that computer model that due for the CFL.ca was wrong. It had the Owls tonight, and then, of course, the other Riders came through. Point number three, the hero of this team was Harris, but not Trevor. To me, it's Andrew. Andrew Harris this year, I think, brought a swagger to the Riders' running game that I haven't seen in years. That we looked a lot like the Winnipeg Blue Bombers over this season, running of AJ and TBH, and when Mario Anderson was in there. To me, Andrew Harris brought a perspective that was lacking, and to me, that was one of the issues or the factors that really brought us over the hump this year. And point number four, I'm going to leave you with a poem from Keith in Saskatoon. The Green Zone is the Rider Nation's godfather. You treat the fans like we're never a bother. While some callers are callous, I'd love to do a podcast with Dallas as we discuss the future of Harris and Lauder. Go Riders!
Keith. Go Riders,
love
Keith.
It. Right, love Keith. It. Oh, Keith. He's and, one of my favorite callers. And when he started talking about Campana and Reed and Lancaster and Barwell, Gordy Barwell was one of my neighbors growing up. So that's from the 66 team. So this is a throwback. Now they're connected, right? That's, and you hear the emotion in everybody's voices as they're calling, right?
I do.
This connects this team to 66, to 89, to 07, to 13. Mm-hmm. There's only five of them in the long history of this football team. So now they're a part of it. And that's why it takes a long time for this team to win. It seems like it doesn't do it regularly. And I think that's what, obviously, that's what makes everybody so emotional.
I can remember in 2013, I was in Old Mosaic Stadium, and as the clock ticked down, there was a woman next to me, and I looked over at her, and she was crying. She had tears in her eyes, and I said, is everything okay? And she goes, yeah, I'm crying tears of joy. I'm so happy that I got to see my team win in person. That was 12 years ago. Obviously, things are a little bit different now, but I think the emotion, as we've been talking about all night and as we've been hearing from callers, it's still there.
Oh, yeah. There's, you can feel it. Yeah, there's a lot of strained voices tonight. Tough swallowing, right? Because it means a lot. It's a community-owned franchise, and everybody from the top of the province to the bottom of the province knows and feels like they're part of it. They can be an owner. They can be a shareholder, mm-hmm. and they all sound like general managers, which is part of the fun of this show, isn't it?
Let's go to David, in Melfort. David, are you crying tears of green tonight? David, are you there?
Yes, I am. Yep. I just going to say, man, I tell you, I was scared I was going to be crying after the game, the way to start that fourth quarter started. And I thought for a minute that we were watching a replay of the old 9 Grey Cup with a big lead for the Riders, and we were going to blow it. But we managed to pull it out. It's just amazing, just amazing. I don't think the game should have come down to what it did, but we made enough mistakes to keep the Alouettes close. Like, of course, the Lauder, he missed that field goal, which would have, I mean, that wouldn't have necessarily put it away, but it would have given us a nice cushion. And then we get another chance. We get down into field goal range to really put it away if we had to kick it. And AJ takes that silly penalty that knocks us back 15 yards, and then that puts us out of field goal range again. And then they end up getting a Hail Mary last shot. And man, I guess the Riders did it the way the Riders did it all year, though, right down to the wire. They're not a team that blew anybody out, that's for sure. But man, oh man, I'm happy. That was a great game. Hats off to Harris. He played a good game. He really picked the Alouettes apart, I thought, when he was with the first half, especially the second quarter. And I thought they got away from Ouellette in the third quarter in the second half a little bit. But, that's the way she goes. We won it, and that's all that matters, I guess. Great show, guys, and had a great year, and I'm looking forward to the off season. And go Riders.
Yes, thank you so much for the call once again. Love hearing from those who've been calling us almost since the beginning. We've been doing this since 2013, the last time the Rough Riders won a championship, as we continue here on a special Green Zone postgame show, Saskatchewan celebrating another championship. Guys, I can tell you what I'm just witnessing here at Princess Auto Stadium in Winnipeg is AJ Ouellette just ran off the field into the Grey Cup, down the tunnel. I imagine the beer and champagne are popping in that locker room as I speak. Belton, you've lived that moment. What's that like when that when that trophy gets into that locker room?
Oh, man, you fill it up with beer. Everybody takes a drink from that cup, Jamie, everybody. And then you go out, you party. You don't remember the next.
Even in Winnipeg?
Winnipeg. Well, being that it's in Winnipeg.
Just one moment. I believe we can go to Corey Mace live at the podium.
Bon, on a eu quelques drives où on était un peu, on a eu quelques second and out. Les two and out, but on savait que on devait garder le pied sur la pédale. Puis en fin de match, on a essayé le plus possible de garder le ballon dans les mains pour tuer le temps. Puis on savait que notre défense allait step up. Et c'est ça qui est arrivé, meilleure défense de la ligue, et ils l'ont prouvé ce soir.
Samuel, tu étais calme toute la semaine.
So Sam Emelis is at the podium. He is the top Canadian. Of course, he is from Montreal. So the Quebec reporters, Francophone reporters, are asking him questions in French. We will get back to the podium with Corey Mace and Sam Emelis. We'll keep the feed up so we can kind of hear if they can, when those questions start going towards the head coach of the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. So we are going to go to Jillian Massey, who is within the celebrations. Jillian, how's the cellies tonight?
It's absolutely crazy here, Jamie. There's been a few fireworks that have gone off. I mean, everybody, it's just a maelstrom of green and white and joy at this point. If you don't mind, I've actually got a fan here who's really, really excited. I'm standing next to Hayden McPherson. Hayden, can you just tell me how you're feeling tonight?
Feeling incredible. You know, big riders win. The whole city is together. The whole province is together. We're just celebrating. It couldn't be a better day. Couldn't be a better day.
Absolutely. And what's it like to be here right now on the Green Mile with all of this excitement going on?
It's a dream come true. It's what you kind of wait for. It's what you want to see. All everybody coming together, cheering loud, having a time, and just enjoying the night. It's a great night.
What's the most exciting thing that you've seen here tonight so far? There's been a lot.
I mean, there's been a lot. There was fireworks going off. There was a few people, but I would say there was a little girl on her dad's shoulders who had a mini Grey Cup in her hand, and she walked into the middle. Everybody lost it, started chanting. That's what it's all about, bringing people together. Love the Riders. Love it all.
Got it. Absolutely. Jamie, and you know, as you heard, I did get the chance to interview that little girl and her dad. And he was just in tears because he was just like, this is so special to experience with your kids. So it's a total party down here.
That is Jillian Massey live on the Green Mile, downtown Regina. Albert Street is bumping right now, as it should, with the Rough Riders celebrating their fifth Grey Cup championship and a win over the Montreal Alouettes at Princess Auto Stadium in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Of course, Trevor Harris speaking at the podium, Corey Mace, Sam Emelis, though it was your MVP. The most outstanding player of the game was Trevor Harris. The most outstanding Canadian was Sam Emelis. And, of course, the winning head coach. We continue to bring you the party around the province as Saskatchewan celebrates their fifth Grey Cup championship. We are live right here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Welcome in to a special Green Zone postgame show. Saskatchewan celebrates as we go back to field level or the locker room as Britton Gray has Kian Schaefer-Baker. Britton, go ahead.
Kian, you're a Grey Cup champion. How's it feel?
That is the greatest of all time. Of all time. Through the highs and the lows, I give all glory and honor to him in this moment.
What does it mean for you to win this one for this province?
This is all for the province. This is all for Saskatchewan. Hit that, AT. Yay! Yeah, champ! This is everyone. We sacrificed so much blood, sweat, and tears for this moment. We pray for these as little kids. You know, growing up, we dream of these moments. And we came out here and we snatched that shit.
sorry, you're live on the radio, Keegan Kex.
My bad. What am I saying? We took what was ours. We took what was ours. We knew what was coming. 1-0. That was the goal all year long. That was our final goal today. 1-0. We did that.
And so just what do you think that party is going to be like back in Regina?
You see the party right now? This ain't going to stop. Next 6 months, we partying, baby.
What's it mean to you to get this one for Trevor and all those guys that have been around a long time?
Man, I was just sitting there this morning. That's the only thing I could think of. I just wanted to see guys like Trevor Harris, Micah Johnson, Sean McEwen, Tate, Yoshi. The list goes on and on. Milligan. Everyone. Sam Emily. Everyone. All these guys are my brothers for life. We cemented it. There's Mace running. I'm about to go turn up now. Yeah, it's time.
Congrats, Keegan. Appreciate you. That's Keegan Schaefer Baker, obviously excited for this one.
That is Britton Gray live from the Rocker Locker. Does that bring back memories, Belton?
It sure does. But that, I mean, again, with Schaefer Baker, right? Again, there's a theme here, fellas. Family, love, mm-hmm. like, and they did it, right? And I'm so proud of this team. Just again, with just some of the early on things, you know, just they gone through the injuries, and you know, I'll throw it out. Brett Lowther,
yep.
You know, he's a champ, man. And even that kick, he missed it tonight. It doesn't matter right now.
No, he made the other ones, right?
He did.
You know, he
went really good through the playoff or through the postseason.
Yeah, really good in the play. And remember, they won by 8. He kicked 8 points, right?
He did, man.
So that makes a little bit of a difference, right? Maybe more.
As we 9. Yeah, we continue here on a special Saskatchewan Celebrates edition of the Green Zone. Kevin, where off to next?
We are off to Corning with our
Les.
Hopefully.
How you doing, Les?
2025 Rider Nation, we are the champions. This is our time. All right. Unbelievable. You know, guys, I'm so happy I get to see this game, this win. Now, it's incredible. Unbelievable. Excellent choice of the play of the game, guys. I said the same thing. Sales and Campbell, they with that recovery, that saved the game. Unbelievable.
I feel better now picking that one, Les, now that it's confirmed by you. Thanks, buddy.
And Jamie, you picked the whole old line to eat tonight, and by God, they ate tonight. They ate awesome. The defense ate awesome. There was a little burp with Lothar, but I'm going to let that go tonight. Too good a night to even hound on anything like that. Unreal. Corey Mace, unbelievable play calling in that. I was wondering why he wouldn't have got a field goal on that 152-yard that could have been made probably, but instead he chose to punt. Good choice. Unbelievable. Unbelievable, guys, and thanks for being there all year. Incredible. You guys have skid us through the year here, giving us all the information. Unbelievable, and I thank you very much. And Belton, keep up that cooking, and it's a good thing you picked Olette tonight because, man, he was a bulldozer. He ran through everything tonight, and he put on yards, man. Unbelievable. But it was incredible, and Bob and Dallas and everybody, right on. Thanks for the year. Had an awesome time listening. It's been ups and downs, but we made her. Right on.
Thanks, Les. You're going to make us cry, too, now, you know.
You can see right now at Princess Auto Stadium, we are watching people, lots of families out there. The kids are picking up the green and white confetti. They're doing confetti angels, taking pictures with their family. The Grey Cup, of course, is in the Riders locker room as they continue to celebrate. Kevin, where are we off to next?
We are going to Winnipeg. Kyle was at the game and wants to weigh in. Kyle.
Hi there, guys.
Hey, Kyle.
Hey.
Hi, yeah, so thanks for having us on. And I just wanted to say we were at the game, drove out yesterday,
took in the game with my dad, my son, my daughter. We all came out just hoping and praying for a win and just so relieved that the guys got it done. Just incredible experience at the stadium tonight. Rider fans were just unreal. You know, the 13th man penalties there on that last drive was just an awesome thing to be a part of. A huge shout-out to the offensive line. They were being baited by the Montreal Alouettes defensive line, and they turned the other cheek, and they didn't take any terrible penalties, and those guys just blocked like crazy. The receivers, they just went up and out, man, got their hands on the ball, ripped it away from the defensive backs. It was really something to see. So happy for Harris. He's a great guy. His family, his relationship with Ouellette, like, what a moment for the province, for him, for everybody cheering us on. And thanks to you guys for just spurring us on through the highs and the lows of the season.
Well, thank you so much for the call here on the Green Zone. Glad there was a lot of Saskatchewan. When that game was ending, oh boy, the crowd, it felt like you're at Mosaic Stadium. The crowd noise that was raining down on Davis Alexander, you could tell. That the majority of the crowd here in Winnipeg was on the green side tonight. Speaking of Trevor Harris, let's go to the podium, the MOP of the 112th Grey Cup.
Yeah, I don't think I took a single hit. I could not wear shoulder pads.
Have you seen him play that well at all this season? I mean, was this like the perfect storm at the perfect time for them?
Yeah, and they were awesome. We were able to run the football. They passed Brode well. But we talk all year about pass protection, run game is a 12 and even sometimes a 13-man job. They brought some funky blitzes, played some coverages and hid their coverages really, really well and spot dropped our intermediates. And so it was kind of just about being patient and trying to just take what they gave us. They did a great job up front, but we made sure that our receivers were sight adjusting. We got rid of the ball when we were hot. And they protected their butts off all night, and yeah, we won.
Now the personal. Gorilla's gone. The gorilla's gone. I mean, talk to us about that. You told us, doesn't matter that stuff. I mean, we've got a game to play. We got to win, but at level. Was it on your shoulders a little bit, that big gorilla?
I think it's something that the media is going to talk about, you know, with he can't win the big one, but I feel like I've done that my whole life. Is performing big moments. I've had some bigger games and playoff games, but this is a total team effort, man. Our defense stood on their head all night. Teams flipped the field for us with that kickoff return to start the second half. And our defense created turnovers, and we stayed on the field a little bit to kind of milk clock to help them out a little bit, to put some pressure on them, and we got it done. I'm just grateful to be a part of this team. For us to start out 12-4 and be able to kind of rest the last couple weeks and go into the playoffs rested. And that's really what this is about, is, you know, not really worrying about anything other than winning in this third Sunday in November. And we did it. And these guys are looking forward to celebrating this Grey Cup as well.
Jeff, you're flanked by two of your sons. How do you put all of this into words right now?
It's a dream moment. I was out there on the field. It was just like, is this real? It just doesn't feel real. But I'm just thankful. All praise and honor goes to Jesus Christ. I'm truly, truly grateful that I get to serve him. And he's kind of brought me to this point in my life. And I get to be on a stage where I get to talk about him and what he's done for me in my life and for my family. I'm just truly, truly grateful to be here in this moment, to be here in front of you guys, and to be able to play football in this beautiful country with this beautiful fans across the league, and obviously for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, who I'm really, really grateful each and every day that I get to get up and be the quarterback here.
How would you put into words what this means for the organization and for the province?
Yeah, you could kind of feel the weight of, like, everybody keeps saying, you've only won four, you've only won four, and you see your fans online, like, defending the team, and they're like, you guys only have four Grey Cups. Well, now we have five, and I'm sure they'll say, well, now you only have five, but we've won the most recent one. So, there you go.
Congrats, Trevor. I have a question for your kids, though.
Yeah.
What did you think of your dad's game today, and is it past your bedtime?
Very bad.
past my bedtime, but I want to stay up because we just won one of the greatest, the thing that all of CFL players dream of.
What do you think?
We're the champs.
That's good. That's good.
There you go, Trevor Harris.
Love
with
it.
His kids.
I'm not
there
a fan.
You go. There's
I
the,
know I'm a downer, but that was fun. That was quite a moment, though. But.
There's the quote of the year.
Because we just won one of the greatest, the thing that all of CFL players dream of.
Yeah.
Dears yes, brother in the background did. Saying, Grey Cup, Grey Cup. It's a Grey Cup.
Yeah, his brother's like, Grey Cup. It's called the Grey Cup. That's what we just won. It's the Grey Cup. There you go. Trevor Harris and his couple of his sons with him. But we continue our live coverage. So I believe we're going to Mia Holowaychuk on 8th Street in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. How's the party in Saskatoon, Mia?
Oh, my goodness. It was absolutely electric in here as soon as the game ended. I mean, the cheering, it just erupted. People hugging, shots were being poured. And honestly, there were a lot of happy tears. Outside of Boston Pizza, where I kind of posted up for the game, people were honking, yelling out their car windows, "Let's go Riders." It honestly feels like you're in Winnipeg right now, in Saskatoon. You can definitely feel the love over here.
Well, Mia, when you are watching that game, seeing how it played, what were the final couple of minutes like? How intense was that crowd before that final play and they could celebrate?
There were people standing up. They couldn't even sit in their chairs. They are leaning over the bar. I have one guy, his leg is propped up on the chair, and it was almost just silence until it completely ended. And then you could just hear the cheers, but it was just great to see how everyone got to come together. And but a very tense moment before it ended there.
Well, Mia, thank you so much. As she is on 8th Street celebrating in Saskatoon. Of course, we also have reporters on the Green Mile in Regina. And of course, Britton Gray in a celebratory locker room at Princess Auto Stadium. Kevin, where are we going to next?
We're going to Warman with Murray. And Murray, you had hope from the get-go. There was never a shred of doubt for you. And really, you think everybody else should have been like that way too.
Yeah, I enjoyed the Grey Cup win last week. My question is, I can't understand the sport, betting odds had Montreal winning. And I don't think that was ever even possible. I feel like it was just to get people to watch this game because there's no way Saskatchewan wasn't going to win it. So I feel like it was just for ratings.
Well, I'll tell you what, and I know the line was moving already all over the place, but the Riders are celebrating a championship. I thought they were going to win, but what's this like to see another championship for Saskatchewan?
Well, I thought I saw it last week. The only scenario this is going to be a football game, a real championship game, is if we have Winnipeg in Winnipeg Stadium for this game. And I thought Winnipeg was going to be Montreal, but Montreal lucked out. So they never had a chance of beating Saskatchewan. I don't know how the odds were on them.
Well, you're downplaying a pretty good football team. I don't know what game you're watching, but that's the best defense in the CFL that the Rough Riders just beat today. And I give them full credit for doing what they did against the Alouettes. They're the best team out of the East. Winnipeg wasn't even close to what Montreal was capable of doing. So the odds, if you saw odds that said Montreal was going to win, I wouldn't have bet on that one for sure. But I think that you're misreading something along the line.
Well, thanks for the call. As Saskatchewan celebrates here on a special edition of the Green Zone, as we have a bunch of callers on the line. Kevin, where are we going next?
We're going to Troy in Indian Head. Troy, how are you celebrating tonight?
We're having a blast tonight. We're playing some pool, drinking some beers, just having a good time. I just want to do a great shout-out to Trevor Harris and the boys. what an absolutely beautiful game that they played tonight. I can't draw up a better game than what they did tonight. I'm so proud of the boys, and I can't wait for the next 70 days. Just enjoy this win.
Oh, Saskatchewan's going to enjoy this win. there's no doubt Saskatchewan's going to enjoy this win as we continue Jay? Here on our special coverage. Yes?
I want to know how many offices are short-staffed tomorrow.
Ours will be. I guarantee that.
I'm gathering that. Yeah, there's a lot of people working pretty hard around here, so they deserve to be able to sleep in tomorrow. But there's going to be people missing work for other reasons, too, I'm pretty sure.
Well, possibly Sean right now. He's from Pilot Butte, but Sean, we have you on the line now. You are at the Green Mile. Are you working tomorrow?
Fortunately, I have to be, yeah.
Tread carefully on the ice then, Sean.
What's the scene down there?
Oh, it's gone bonkers. It's absolutely insane right now. But the beautiful thing is everybody's respecting everybody around here and doesn't seem like there's any big issues.
So, Sean, what was your night like? Like, did the horn sound, the whistle sound, you jumped in the car and headed to the Green Mile? How was the party when that team won?
Oh, it was absolutely insane. We did fireworks at the farm and everything. It was just crazy. It was pandemonium.
And why did you go to the Green Mile? What is it about heading to Albert Street after a Grey Cup?
To spending it with Rider Nation and spending it with my son. There's no better way to celebrate.
Oh, it's a generational victory for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. There's no doubt about that. That is Sean from Pilot Butte partying it up on the Green Mile tonight as we continue our special coverage as Saskatchewan celebrates another Grey Cup championship here on the Green Zone. More of your calls, more audio coming back from Princess Auto Stadium in a celebratory locker room. Of course, our reporters all over the place as we continue to bring you live coverage of a Grey Cup champion for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.